Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Yes, it's that time of the week. Time for the big boy, Mark Gabali of the Pat McAfee Show. I like that introduction. He's on the Sullivan Super Service Fan Hotline, Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. Question is he going to be on video here? Limits, yes or no?
No, Mark refused.
You refused? On what grounds?
No, he's at practice.
Oh. Mark?
Joe?
How are you?
Good. You want me to violate Steelers rules by videotaping practice? Is that what you're telling me?
I wouldn't mind, actually. That would make for an exciting day. The 50-minute mark on the Fan brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Jeep Dodge, Route 19, Peters Township, celebrating 50 years in the South Hills. Is Eli Manning a first ballot Hall of Famer, in your opinion?
Oh, production-wise, no, but he will, just for the fact that he had those two monster playoff wins, or Super Bowl wins. So, yeah, I think he'll be it, but now you can
should
have
a
discussion of should he be. I would say no, depending on who else is available. If it's between him and Roethlisberger, I would definitely go Ben over him if it's a first ballot type of thing, but we know how the rules are. There's only one quarterback that doesn't have two Super Bowls in the Hall of Fame. Is that like Jim Plunkett or something like that? So, you know, he's getting in first ballot. Probably, yeah.
How about the Steelers nominees this year? I believe it was Hines, James Harrison, James Farrier, Gary Anderson, Casey Hampton.
Don't get me started on the Hines Ward debate here, because this is the time of the year it gets me angry every year, because, you know, he's by far worthy to be in this Hall of Fame. He should have been worthy. He's a 1,000-yard receiver. He's a guy that's have all the accolades of two Super Bowls, a Super Bowl MVP. He's a huge big game player. If you look at all the big games, he would come up big in them. Don't forget the blocking. And if you want to do comparisons, you put his numbers right next to Andre Reed, and they're almost identical. And Andre Reed got in about 7 years ago, and Hines is still waiting. And Andre Reed lost four Super Bowls, and Hines won two. So I think Hines is well past deserving being in there, but it's not going to happen, man. It's just not going to happen. It's a shame.
It really is a shame that I've been railing against for, what, a decade now. Here's a couple of hot takes that I presented earlier in the show that had people, including City Limits, quite upset.
Uh-oh.
Two of them. I think the James Harrison play is a better football play than the Immaculate Reception. Two, I forgot two. What was my other hot take?
Was it the Tony Romo one?
No. I can't remember. Deal with one while I think of two.
Gardner Minshew's really good.
Yeah, that was one. Gardner Minshew is the perfect outlaw quarterback with the mustache and everything. Rejected by other teams. He's the perfect Raiders quarterback. But what do you think of the James Harris? Oh, the other one was that I would vote for James Farrier over James Harrison as a Hall of Famer. I think he's one of the most underrated players in football history. I know Harrison won a Defensive Player of the Year, and that's sometimes your ticket in. Farrier was four votes from beating out the great Ed Reed one year.
I remember that year. He should have won it that year, 04. That was one of my first years on the beat, maybe my second year on the beat. He was robbed. In my opinion, if his name wasn't Ed Reed at the time, he was Farrier absolutely deserved that. I mean, I haven't really dove into the Farrier numbers to see how they're compared to anybody else. But I just tell you, he was an absolute fabulous player when he got here in those, what, 6-7 years he was here. I mean, he was the ultimate, consummate leader and pro. I mean, he had decent numbers. I'm sure, like I said, I would probably have to look at him a little bit more. Harrison has those big plays. Harrison has the sack lead.
He's a sack guy. Yeah, and Harrison was great. Don't get me wrong, of course.
Yeah. I mean, I would probably go Harrison over Farrier. I don't think either one of them would make it, but Farrier is very much forgotten, I do believe, when you talk about the greats of all-time Steelers defense. There's a lot of greats of the Steelers defense. So if you're going to put him in the top 20 maybe, top 15 of all-time Steelers defenders, I wouldn't argue that. As for that play, I mean, that's tough because you got the immaculate reception that meant so much to the organization, but it was a fluke play, and you just had an absolute fabulous play that you'll probably never see again, which I guess you would never see the immaculate reception again. And Harrison that absolutely turned that game around, basically gave you a Super Bowl. I think, obviously, Franco's play meant more to the organization, but the better play was probably Harrison.
He agrees with my hot takes, or at least one of them. Here's, by the way, on Farrier. And I would urge you to look this up at a time of your convenience, big boy. How many people in history have double figures career-wise in these categories?
I'm guessing it's only going to be Farrier, but go ahead.
It's not only. No, there's a fair amount, but all great players. Interceptions, 11. Forced fumbles, 18. Fumble recoveries, 12. Sacks, 35 and a half. Just go across that little board, and I'll give you this little treat, too. He had 1,440 tackles and nearly 100 tackles for loss. Just an unbelievable player. Plus, as you mentioned, he was the leader of those really good defenses. Yep. And he won two Super Bowls, which is limits qualification for anybody getting in the Hall of Fame. He won two Super Bowls.
Plus, he had a really cool neck roll, too, right?
Yeah, he did,
But, you know, let me tell you something. I know something for a fact for Farrier, during his later years, he was playing inside linebacker at 215.
Yes.
Imagine that nowadays, man. Those inside linebackers are more 240, 250 now. I mean, back in the mid-90s, LeVon Kirkland was pushing 3, but he was playing at 215. He looked like a wide receiver nowadays. So he was able to accomplish all of that while being, you know, not a big man. Not a big man at all, but he'd knock your head off. I'm a big Farrier fan. And that's some deep research by you, Joe. Very impressed.
Thank you. Fan weather brought to you by Sun Chevrolet, 2024 Chevy Silverado 1500, 1.9% financing. Up to 36 months with approved credit through GM Financial. Full terms at sunchevy.com. High of 77 today with cloudy skies. Let's get to Broderick Jones. He has been a lightning rod. Mike Tomlin saying yesterday, he's still going to get his chance. I don't know when that's going to come, Mark, but I do know this. Chris Hoke, after the game the other day, said that he didn't sense Broderick was very interested, didn't seem interested in training camp. You were on this station a day later, and you said, and I quote, "I heard that maybe Broderick wasn't very interested after he found out he wasn't going to start this week." That throws little sparks on the fire here. What are you guys getting at?
Well, the point is now is I think moving forward here, it's like, let's see how he reacts to this. If he goes out there and pouts and doesn't practice well.
Has he done those things already?
Well, I'm just saying after the benching, quote, let's see what he does here. Today's obvious first practice here in the start about 15 minutes ago. Let's see how he reacts to that, and that will determine how much of an opportunity he gets moving forward. I don't see at this point right now that Broderick Jones is going to return to the starting lineup unless two things happen. He's going to have to go out there and bust his butt, number one. And number two is somebody's going to have to fail on that offensive line, if it's Fatanu, if it's Dan Moore. Because if those two going how they are right now, you're just not putting Broderick Jones back in. I'm not nowhere near being ready to throw out Broderick Jones and label him a bust. Absolutely
no, and
not.
Nobody said you did that. But you did say, and I want to know what you meant when you said, I heard maybe he wasn't very interested after he found out he wasn't going to start this week.
Well,
he
just body language.
And then you said he just didn't look like he was that engaged. What did you mean by that?
The body language. I mean, once again, this is me just reading what you see.
Yeah.
Who knows me? But it just didn't seem like he was a guy that was preparing like he was preparing, looking like he was going to play and wasn't too happy about it. Maybe he can blame himself for it or whatsoever. That's what it sounded like. But once again, he's a very young guy. I mean, Ryan Shazier was benched the second half of his rookie year because he was coming off injury and he really didn't approach coming off the injury as well as they wanted him to do. So they sat him for a couple of days. And we'll see how that turned out pretty well, too. So this might be partly because of, you know, trying to get him back on track, partly because he's not playing as well now as well, and partly because they have two guys that are playing pretty decent right now. So let's see how this moves forward. I think Broderick Jones will rebound. I think eventually he'll get his chance here, and I think he'll be fine moving forward. He's just too much talent. He's just a very young, inexperienced player. What is he, 22 maybe? Something like that. I mean, I think he'll have a nice rebound at some point, but he has to get that opportunity first, and they're just not going to give him that opportunity. He's going to have to earn it.
I was talking with the iconic Brian Batko earlier today, and
he's a wonderful beard. Yes.
Yeah, he looks great. And it was his opinion that if Fields just plays the way he's been playing, like nothing spectacular pretty much, but they win and he doesn't turn the ball over, that he'll start game four as well, even if Russell's healthy. Do you share that opinion?
There's a bunch of ifs there, but I don't know. They might be, it could happen. If everything goes as like the first two games and he doesn't have to go out there and win the game for him and, you know, just be a game manager, yeah, you probably do give Russell another week here, but in my opinion, he's going to have to show you something more than just not losing a game, because eventually this defense is going to give up more than 7.5 points per game. You know, he's going to have to go out there and win the game. He's going to have to score more than 8-9 points a game. He's going to have to lead this team from behind. They've led for, you know, a good portion of the season right now. We just haven't seen that yet. Okay, he's holding on to the ball now. He's not turning it over now, but what happens when, you know, you're down 10 and they know you're throwing and you have to make some decisions that maybe aren't the right decisions? You have to make the right decisions. How does he perform there? If he passes that test, then yeah, you know, you might want to keep him in there. Myself, I want to see Russell Wilson in there. I want to see what he's able to do here. I mean, another thing we don't think about too much, Joe, is this. We're like, okay, you know, this Mike Tomlin has no loyalty to either one of these guys. I mean, bottom line is they're both on one-year deals. Russell Wilson might be retired next year. Justin Fields might get money to go somewhere else next year. Just because Justin Fields plays well this year for the Pittsburgh Steelers does not mean he's going to be here next year and be their quarterback of the future. You know how much players, teams around the league want to find a quarterback? Maybe somebody just overpaid him, so there's no loyalty. They're just trying to win right now with whoever's best to make them, give them the best opportunity to win, because next year both these guys could be gone. One might be by their choice and one guy might be by his choice. So, you know, there's no guarantee that Justin Fields is going to be back next year. I mean, somebody comes in and says, "Hey, Justin, we're giving you $40 million a year because you, you know, led the Steelers to a couple wins." Are the Steelers going to really dough out that money? I don't think so.
Limits? May I engage the big boy in a game of free association?
Absolutely.
Here we go. Roman Wilson in or out this week?
I think he'll be in. He'll have some plays for him.
Good call, bad call on Van Jefferson at the goal line last week.
I think it was a bad call said at the time. He just ran his route.
You're wrong. Defensively. Defensively.
I just think I just saw a rat run by me. What the heck?
Where are you?
Oh, yes, it is. It's a big rat. Just ran right by me. Woo!
Where?
Right outside the Steelers facility.
Wow.
Holy mackerel. All right. Good.
There has to be a joke in here somewhere, but I just can't carry it.
Is the exterminator ride? Are you by Kennywood? Do you need the exterminators to come in and take care of it?
He was moving pretty quickly, so I don't know where he went.
Justin Fields outplays Justin Herbert this week.
I think it's going to be very – I think you're going to look into a mirror there. That old Spider-Man meme. I think it's going to be one of the same.
Who wins the game?
You put me on the spot right now.
Yes, I am. That's why you get paid the big boy bucks.
I reserve the right to change it later in the week, but I'm thinking the Chargers will squeak one out.
All right. One last one.
Go find this rat now.
Yeah, go find the rat.
What's the last one?
Last one is Artie Smith. Seems to be very enamored with the idea of Cordarrelle Patterson as a running back. Were you surprised that at a time in the game last week when it seemed like Najee time or Jalen time, it became Cordarrelle time for a series?
Yeah, I mean, that's the only four snaps he had, right?
Yeah.
I believe the entire game. I mean, I'm a big Cordarrelle Patterson fan. I think getting him on the field as much possible is good.
Why?
But, I like him. I really like how he plays the game. I think he can benefit this offense tremendously, so I don't have that much of a problem with it because I'm just a Cordarrelle Patterson fan. So, I mean, I could see if they used him 30 snaps, they used him 4. And like you said, you can question of the timing of this all, but I really don't have much of a problem with it.
I don't know, man. As a running back, I had a problem with it. I did. That's a point where you're trying to ice the game. You have your running backs in a rhythm, and they're splitting carries too, or at least splitting snaps.
Yeah, I'm sure there's a reason formation-wise that they were trying to, try to exploit. I'm sure there's a reason behind it.
Listen, last year as a running back, he averaged 3.6 yards a carry. This year it's down to 2.7. He's 33 years old. I know he had a nice run in preseason. I'm just not convinced that other than kickoffs and maybe even kickoffs that he's still a guy who can be very helpful. Maybe he is. Maybe I'm wrong, but I don't like the idea of him playing running back.
Joe, huh? I think we come to a conclusion that this kickoff stuff is just garbage.
Yeah.
So it's not going to be in kickoffs.
Well, then it might not have to be anywhere then. I'm sorry. And I'm sorry that you saw a rat. I know you're traumatized by that.
Yeah, I am traumatized.
Thank you, big boy.
All right.
There he goes. That was a moment, wasn't it?
He just says, "All right, thanks. Bye. No goodbye from Mr. Cabali."
No, and none for you either.
No. He's a big-time man now.
He's gotten a
on
lot
the McAfee
bigger.
Show.
Yeah, he's falling up for sure, isn't he? Now,
yes.
Him and Donnie Football are doing a special, aren't they?
Yeah, they do a Steeler pregame on Sundays.
That's gigantic in many ways.
Black and gold game day, I should say.
I'll say.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
I feel
bathroom?
Like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here, and we'll get everything
taken
care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 40% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
Who are we trying to kid city limits? The NFL, in the end, is what people care about. We can talk all we want about these other sports. People want to talk NFL. That's what they want to talk about. I was just looking at the top-rated shows for 2024, and it's all NFL. That's all it is. In 2023, NFL games were 93 of the year's top 100 broadcasts. 93 of 100. And the only other thing was something, was it the Emmys? I think it was the Emmys. Political programming got one show. I don't know what show that was. And the Thanksgiving Day Parade, which you could also say is kind of football related because everybody's waiting to watch football or maybe already watching that. It's unreal. So that being said, let's get to the NFL, shall we? 2 weeks in, and I'm going to start you with this question. And we can toggle this in and out with Steeler questions, too, 2 weeks in. What's the biggest story in the whole NFL 2 weeks in? In my not-so-humble opinion, it's Tua. This has become just a giant storyline. And in some ways, a sad one. I mean, when I saw him the other day, and it looked like his hand curled up again, the way it did on that hit against the Bills a couple years ago. And for a while last year, this offense was absolutely lighting it up. This guy led the league in pass yards. I think there's a lot of big stories, but the future of Tua has suddenly become, for at least right now, the biggest one, in my opinion. That really pulled at people's heartstrings around the league. You had tons of former players saying, listen, it's time to go. You had Manti Te'o, who's had a relationship with Tua for a long time. He was crying on NFL game day. Did you see that?
Yeah, I did.
I was watching that live. I mean, there's people who really want this guy to get out of football for his own good. I think that's the biggest story 2 weeks in. How about you?
Yeah, because that's really a story that transcends more than just football. It becomes more of a life story. And I think a lot more people, it's the biggest story because people outside of football are also seeing it, and it's becoming a lot of a health story as well, because this is 4 concussions in 2 years. And the next one, I don't think Tua has a choice, but he has to retire. And Mike McDaniel thought it's not fair for people to question it. Tua should retire right now. It should just be on his health and also his chance to get back into football. So, yeah, I mean, there's big stories like Sam Darnold, the Steelers being 2-0 is a decent story. Christian McCaffrey being hurt is a significant story. Same thing with Jordan Love. But Tua is number one because of, again, it's history repeating itself. And it's just hard to watch because I saw what you saw with his hands clenching right away. And as soon as he went down and was down for a couple seconds, you knew exactly what it was.
I'll tell you what I think the second biggest story is, and it's also quarterback related, and a quarterback who's out of the lineup suddenly, although certainly not by injury and certainly not by his own choice, and that's Bryce Young. Oh my gosh, does this guy look like an absolute bust? And you have to wonder, is it more about Carolina and the dysfunction there, or more about some of the concerns people had going into the draft? They're going to look forever horrible because they took him over C.J. Stroud. They're going to look forever horrible from that draft. Unless he has a rebound there, unless C.J. Stroud suddenly becomes not good, and I don't think that's going to happen. This is horrifying. Is he among the many, I believe, in NFL history, talented quarterbacks who got ruined by going to a dysfunctional franchise? Or is he just a bust?
1,000% he's on a dysfunctional organization that has ruined him.
Or both, yeah. I was going to say both.
He has an owner that's throwing drinks at people, that's getting in trouble with the fans and with businesses around the area. People are just not happy with what's going on with David Tepper. Are not happy. And they brought in an offensive coach for him last year. It did not work out. They brought in another offensive coach for him. And the only weapons that he has is Deontay Johnson. Miles Sanders, who seemingly has disappeared in the NFL landscape. And they have Adam Thielen, who's past his prime. The offensive line that he has is bad. Their defense is not good. Bryce Young, the crazy thing about this for me is he was the number one recruit out of high school. He was the number one pick in the draft. He was the best quarterback in college. And by all accounts, everyone picked Bryce Young is the better quarterback over C.J. Stroud coming out of college. This is a significant...
Is that right?
Yes.
That was not a story going into that draft?
He was the number one guy.
Split on him?
He was the number one guy in most circumstances. This is not like a split decision like it was in... I mean, think of the last couple NFL draft classes. Like Caleb Williams was kind of... Yeah, people knew he was probably the first quarterback picked. But some of the other drafts, like the Baker Mayfield draft, I think about the year Zach Wilson went 2. Some people say, oh, maybe Zach Wilson will go 1. Maybe he's that type of talent. Sam Darnold.
Yeah.
This was, I mean, pretty heavily. Remember the Tua draft when Tua was still tanked for Tua and then Joe Burrow ended up being the first pick? Bryce Young, in all accord of NFL insiders, he was the guy. And C.J. Stroud, obviously, really good career at Ohio State.
So is it more about the Panthers or Young?
It's Panthers.
Which one?
I think the Panthers.
And then, yeah, because they hired Frank Reich, and he lasted only 11 games. I mean, your best thinking, if you're David Tepper, is to bring in a guy you think is a quarterback guru, and you only give him 11 games? What are you doing? And also, what I think people forget is that Patrick Mahomes, the greatest quarterback maybe of all time on his way to being, the best in the league right now, he sat a year.
He sat a year. Yep.
You know who else sat multiple years who's
Jordan
still
Love.
Pretty good? Jordan Love. Aaron Rodgers. We live in a world, a sports world, maybe a world at large, where if you don't get immediate results, you move on to plan B. And I just think it's crazy.
Brock Purdy sat. 7th round pick, I know, but Brock Purdy sat. And look where he's at.
Like, how could it not help you? Remember the famous Kenny Pickett quote about he didn't learn anything from sitting? But he also sat at the beginning, but that's I just remembered that quote for a minute. A lot of quarterbacks, like, how could it not benefit you to learn for a little while?
Lamar sat.
To learn from the other guy's mistakes. To watch. To slowly come along. This headline, I was just reading a piece during the break. Panthers rush to start Bryce Young is QB malpractice seen all too often in the NFL. I agree. And I also think there's quarterbacks scattered through history that were good or bad products of their system. Or at least I can think of and we'll never know, of quarterbacks who went into great situations. Does Ben thrive if he goes to Cleveland?
I don't think so.
I don't know.
Now, Ben is also such a great talent where I think he could overcome some
things. Maybe.
But Bryce Young, I think he's still a decent player. He has not helped himself, too. He's not free of all grievance here.
Does Tim Couch thrive if he goes to, you know, a Super Bowl team right away? I don't know, man. All these questions from history. But to me, that's the second biggest story in the league right now is, wow, like, is that going to be it? For that guy? Let's do a little early MVP watch, shall we? Limitless Wonder?
Yes. Who's you know your who early? I pick?
Who? Who? J.K. Dobbins?
It's a combination between two men, but I'll give you one instead because you might pick the other. Welcome aboard the Sam Darnold train with the Minnesota Vikings. Look, I keep trying to tell people, Sam Darnold, he has the arm. What a throw he made to Justin Jefferson. Sure, you could say it's in a dome. He was standing in his own end zone with the pocket presence of a veteran NFL quarterback like Tom Brady would throw it. And he delivered an incredible ball. They upset the 49ers. They're 2-0. Minnesota looks pretty good. Kevin O'Connell, good coach. That defense, pretty good. Good situation for Sam Darnold, and he looks like he's humming. Also, Baker Mayfield, don't look out. Look out for Baker.
I'll raise you a Sam Darnold, and I'll raise you a Baker Mayfield with a Dr. Derek Carr. He's in two games. This guy's 30 for 39 for 443, five touchdowns, one pick, and a ridiculous 142.4 rating. If they handed out this award after two games, Derek Carr would already have his speech ready. Limits. He leads the league in completion percentage. He leads the league in touchdowns, or is at least tied for that. He leads the league in passer rating. He leads the league in average yards per attempt, 11.4. Nobody else is even close. Derek Carr is your MVP. You like that?
I've never been a big Derek Carr believer, but he's definitely having a pretty solid season this year. And he almost won the MVP with the Raiders that one year. What, he finished second?
Yeah. I mean, this is sort of an exercise in silliness
We're
two games in, but let's give Derek Carr his props.
Yes. Let's give him his flowers. How about Darnold is thrown for almost 500 yards, a 112 quarterback rating. He's completing 72% of his passes, four touchdowns.
Well, you know what else is interesting?
He has fumbled twice, though. Not lost them. He hasn't lost any, though.
That's just luck, whether you lose it or not. You should be credited with the fumbles. Although guys do get credited with fumbles who don't deserve to be. Like, Justin Fields has two fumbles this season. I don't know the answer to this, but were either of them his fault? Why doesn't Zach Frazier get credited with a fumble there?
I agree.
Do they credit offensive linemen, centers, with fumbles?
No, they don't.
They should. Is that just a team fumble?
Maybe it should be half a fumble.
Offensive lineman.
Half a fumble either side.
Yes, it should. All those guys have been available. Isn't that interesting? And do we someday look back and say, man, the Steelers should have gone after Derek Carr. The Steelers should have gotten Baker Mayfield. The Steelers should have gotten Sam Darnold. The Steelers should have gotten the mustachioed Gardner Minshew. All these guys were available. If you could have one, who would it be?
Sam Darnold.
If you could pick Justin Fields versus all these guys, let's say if you could right now, Limits, God bless me. If you could right now for your team have Derek Carr or Justin Fields, who would you rather have?
Justin Fields.
You're out of your mind. Did I just read you this guy's numbers. You take Justin Fields?
I'm on the fence with that.
Double down.
I will. Justin Fields. I'm still not a big Derek Carr guy. I'm not. Because the body of work from Derek Carr is not very good.
I do agree with
that. And I realize that the Sam Darnold body of work isn't very good either, but I feel like he's finally in a good situation.
I just think that right now, Derek Carr's... And it's not like he's had a horrible career, by the way, either.
No.
Limitless Wonder.
He's a very average quarterback.
No, he's about, in my opinion, he's guy's got 247 touchdowns against 108 interceptions.
He's played a long time.
In his career. He's had years of 32 touchdowns and 13 picks, 28-6.
He's also played on a team where they've trailed so many times in the Raiders where they're constantly throwing the football and having to come back, throw for touchdowns.
25-8. He's a better quarterback than Justin Fields. I'd rather have Derek Carr. Would you rather have Sam Darnold right now
yes.
or Justin Fields?
I'd rather have Sam Darnold.
Did you call for the Steelers to go get him?
I did. They did not listen.
I'd like to congratulate you on that.
Thank you.
Would you rather have Baker Mayfield or Justin Fields?
I'd rather have Baker Mayfield.
Of course you would, and so would I, and so would everybody else.
I don't think that one's up for much discussion. And he was a free agent this year. They could have went out and got him.
He's been available for 4 years running. Baker Mayfield is a guy that some of us were calling for the Steelers to get a few years ago.
Yeah, right out of Cleveland.
We all got pushed down. Oh, they're never going to do that. They would never bring in a guy like that. The Steelers, they don't do things like that. You're crazy. You're looking for headlines. You're a clickbait journalist. What are you talking about? I'm talking about Ben can barely walk anymore, and they're going to need a quarterback. And then I was talking about they took Kenny Pickett with the 20th pick, and he immediately turned into Duck Hodges after about a year. So they've needed a quarterback for a while. A lot of people, most people around here, didn't think they were going to go out and get Justin Fields or Russell Wilson, let alone both, and blow up their entire quarterback room by getting rid of the three guys from last year. Stuff happens. They should have got Baker Mayfield when he was available and planned their future around him. Would have been unbelievable to have a guy like that around here and this defense. Now, Fields could still be that. He could still be that. So could Wilson. But I'd rather have Baker Mayfield. Would you rather have Gardner Minshew or Justin Fields?
I'd rather have Justin Fields. There's not much doubt about that one.
Interesting. I'd rather probably have Justin Fields, but I can't help but notice that Gardner Minshew does have 61 career touchdowns against 26 picks. Have you noticed that?
I don't think I had.
And he's played some good games against the Steelers. He's 2-0 against them with a passer rating well over 100. I want to see Justin Fields blossom. That's what I want to see. I want to see what happens when Justin Fields has to score points in a game to win. Then we're going to start to know whether Mike Tomlin's project here is going to work, whether his love of Fields is justified going all the way back to the draft. I'm looking forward to that. I like watching Fields play. I mentioned this yesterday. If for no other reason than every snap is an opportunity for something spectacular to happen. I like that. That's exciting. But I want to see, can he be a guy when they're down 10, when they're down 17, get it moving in the pass game? You know, can he be a guy that engineers an explosive offense? What are you laughing at?
I'm reading some of these texts.
Let's hear them.
Counting the Joe sneezes today. Joe will be sick as a dog Friday night into Saturday. I said, how many sneezes? And he says, I believe 14. I went to the store, so maybe more.
I haven't sneezed once. I've cleared my throat 18 times.
Maybe that is being considered as a sneeze.
Zero sneezes.
George and Plum said, wow, Austin, you get as excited for Sam Darnold as you do when someone says Livy Dunn.
That's pretty good.
That's pretty funny.
So
Sam Darnold's my guy. I think he's pretty good.
I know.
Ever since he went to USC.
You've made that very clear. Twitter brought to you by South Hills Kia, Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. Fan text line brought to you by Edgar Snyder and Associates, personal injury law firm, where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. Now I'm going to cough. I apologize. Say something, Limits.
God bless you.
I meant instead of me coughing. It's 1:30. Time to get to Tom Fridays for juicy steaks, meats, and more. And the fan hotline presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. Got some predictions and a college football minute coming up. We have a gigantic volleyball game tonight. Number one Pitt against number three Penn State. That is awesome. They're going to get a record crowd at the Pete, from what I understand, for volleyball. Well over 10,000 people. I think that's going to be really, really fun.
Oh, it's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com.
Rules and restrictions may apply.